Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. It's certainly my favorite time of the week. It's a brand new box fresh episode of Is It Just Me? The podcast where we talk about, well, I don't know how else to say it, really. Utter shit, really, don't we? With my best pod husband, James Williams.
Hello, Joe Elvin.
How are you?
I'm very well. Happy birthday. For those who don't know it, it's your birthday. I'm sorry.
So
this
it
your,
is. How could I forget
it's
that?
It's the
such
week
momentous...
of your birthday. So happy birthday.
Don't I look good for 75?
You look incredible.
Thanks.
That cream's finally working.
Don't tell anyone how old I am.
No, we'll
certainly
just...
I don't want my boss to find out how old I am.
They can't fire you, Joe. That's ageist.
Do you think?
Yes, of course it is.
God, I hope they fire me. I'm making a fortune. Anyway, we've got to stop because we are not, it isn't just us. We are not the main event. And I am so excited. I've met this powerhouse duo before. And that was after I became fans of them. And I was really, really scared to meet them because I just love them so much. But they're just fabulous. They're the BAFTA award-winning duo behind writers, creators, and stars of this country. It's Daisy May and Charlie Cooper.
Hello.
I love that you waited patiently to meet.
We did.
Absolutely.
That's proper good podcast guest etiquette. Not everybody does that.
No, they
really?
Don't.
Yeah,
really
yeah.
don't. You're professionals, guys.
You've been raised right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It means a lot.
Yeah.
But thank you so much for having us on.
Yeah. Congratulations on the new series.
Oh, well, congratulations on your birthday. Looking very young, 75.
It's a miracle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a miracle. But no, congratulations. We are so excited to be watching this country. Because I interviewed you for your, what is it? For something.
Oh, screening.
I was really excited to do that. So I'd like a kid who opens all their presents in 5 seconds flat at Christmas, I binge watched the whole thing.
Oh.
So now I'm super jealous of everybody who's can just watch it now.
Oh.
But how do you feel? It's the end of an era.
I don't know. Do you know what? I think we're ready for it, aren't we?
Yeah, I think, writing series two is when we sort of knew that series three would probably be that maximum. And I think it was, it was a stressful, I think it was the hardest series to write, definitely this last one.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was emotional to film in many ways, but by the end, I think we were so exhausted and we're like, it's sort of quite nice to, I mean, it's great this moment and watching everyone else react to it, but we're ready for something new, I think.
Yeah.
I think for me, when I think about my relationship with my two brothers, I mean, any first attempt at a script of anything would have resulted in blood on the walls and murder. I mean, how is that not...
I don't know. I think it was to do with us being crammed into such a small space when I was at RADA in Halls and Charlie came to live with me, that we sort of learnt to get all of that crap out the way and sort of get along with each other.
Yeah, we've always... The thing that's always bonded us was humour and comedy and making each other laugh, and we can be totally different as people, but that's the thing that's always brought us together. So when it's just us two sat in a room writing, and when it's going well and we're laughing, there's nothing better in the world. And it's that's why it's so good.
Yeah. I do think, I always say this, that no one can really make you laugh like your sibling can. I always feel like you could be in the deepest, like, you know, pit of despair, and your sibling can come along, and even sometimes it's an expression, or it's one word, or it's a memory, and it's just that, that's just the magic of siblings, I think.
I think what unites us is we're all horrible about our parents.
That is true. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
You have to survive your mental parents.
And stick together.
Stick together.
The shared burden of those parents.
God. Or even like grandparents, having your grandparents round and having a really silent Christmas meal and then trying to get each other's attention because one of them's fart. Like our grandmother used to fart and didn't realise that she was doing it.
It was the beer that always did that to Ruby Elvin. sitting next to her, and all of a sudden, oh my God. It's just, but she, and she really liked a beer, so, and no one's going to deny a 90-year-old woman a beer, are they?
No.
That was it. Yeah.
Only a monster would do that. But guys, for those of us who aren't initiated, how would you sell this country to people who haven't woken up and smelled the coffee yet? Well, how would you sort of pitch it? What's your elevator pitch, guys?
Well, I suppose I would describe it as two young people living in the Cotswolds who are very bored. And that is basically what it is.
Can I just say though, what I love about this show is it's the total antithesis of the Soho Farmhouse Cotswolds we know from media land, isn't it? It's really not Soho Farmhouse, is it, people?
No, it really is.
I'd much rather be in the dump gang than in the Soho Farmhouse.
No, yeah, there's no cocaine in our show.
No.
Prostitutes.
It's, I mean, it was the Cotswolds that we knew, wasn't it, that we grew up with, and... But no, it was, rural life and boredom. And so, I mean, that's all the things we've experienced anyway. So we were writing what we knew, I suppose.
It's amazing.
Yeah. But that's also, that's the key to, right? Write what you know. People always say that.
Yeah, they do. But it's the truth. I mean, if you're truthful about something, I don't know, it resonates with people. People can pick up on it. And what's strange is, like, there's so many, like, really specific British references in it, like, I mean, talking about old soap stars and things that but we get like messages from like Australia and Sweden saying how funny they find the show, and I think, how the fuck can
do you get
do
it?
You get it?
we feel like that about this show. Well, sometimes we get messages from Australia going, what? Translate to other parts of the world.
Clearly haven't watched Instant Hotel on Netflix.
No.
Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen features large on this Australian hit TV show.
Oh,
that's the secret
goodness.
To your success internationally. It's Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen.
Oh, yes.
That's amazing.
My God.
He transcends all borders. Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen.
Legend.
He knows LLB.
They need to send him to all the hot, you know, sort of like the conflict hotspots of the world.
Yeah, like LA.
Like a hostage negotiator. Lawrence Llewellyn. I mean, he's got many strings to his bow. But I mean, in many respects, guys, do you feel like, I mean, it's been a slow burn, right? Because I definitely feel like awareness is, and it must, in a weird way, it must be quite strange. It's the last one. And really now it feels like everyone's really getting on board.
Yeah, we were just saying that, actually. Like, it feels like people have only just discovered it in the last, like, couple of months. And, you know, I mean, it's brilliant. But I mean, we couldn't do any more, could we?
But I'm one of those annoying tits when everyone discovered The Wire.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah, I've been watching this country for like 10 years before they wrote it.
Yeah, actually. You know those kids in school that go ahead a year? Joe's a bit like that with TV. She's always that kid.
I could see she's a bit like that.
She's a real, like, swap when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Simply have no life. Yeah. I'm a sitting duck of a target audience.
Can I quickly, while I've got the opportunity, because I read the amazing supplement that you did about the paranormal
in
your
magazine.
Yeah,
let's talk about me. Yeah, yeah.
Did you interview the parents of the children that see dead people?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And that must have been.
Did you think we made it all up?
No, I wondered whether it was like old, like stories from other things.
Oh no. I'm, you know, we take that shiz very seriously.
So how do you find people like that?
Well,
how do you?
I didn't.
Oh.
I just paid someone who's really good at that to do it.
Or do the ghosts phone you up and say, there's a kid that I'm talking to that you might want to chat
We hired a psychic to do that still. Now, for those who don't know, for the magazine I work on, You Magazine, we did what we called a paranormal issue. And the cover story was about children who supposedly see dead people.
But didn't this also lead to, don't you have an amazing ghost story to tell?
Well, I wonder if I can play it, whether it would come up.
Yeah.
So I was ill in hospital. And I mean, it was so I was in a private room, and because I'm obsessed with the paranormal, I'm always doing kind of EVPs, which are called electoral voice phenomenon, where you kind of you record and you ask questions and like, ask the spirits questions, and then you listen to it back to see if they responded. And someone did. A spirit did.
I really hope this works because it's really
So yeah. You've got headphones on, so you can tell me whether you hear this.
I'm getting a bit scared already.
So I'll fast. So I, after
yeah,
I say,
James is a bit of a wetter.
Oh, I get spooked by this stuff quite easily.
So let me tell you, I was all alone, all on my own.
So you know, I'm getting more scared. Just saying that's making me more.
And it comes up. You hear a voice saying, "Don't be afraid," like an ethereal voice. After I say, "Can somebody talk into the microphone, please?" So let me just play it for you.
Can you whisper? Or talk into the speaker, to the microphone which is here.
It's very faint. I heard something.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah. Weird.
It just makes my spine
go. Very weird.
Yeah, but you live with this shit, Joe. You like it.
Do you believe in this stuff, Charlie?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we both love it.
Is that going to be, maybe that's the next show.
Well, we were talking about, like, how could we incorporate paranormal into something?
Hey, look, God bless Derek Acora. I mean, he's passed on, but, you know, there's some shoes to fill, guys.
I know.
Yeah, oh, God. Well, he couldn't talk to the bloody dead anyway, could he?
He's certainly qualified now. I mean,
oh my God, I could just see all the people lined up in heaven saying, look, I got a bone to pick with you. Yeah, you big liar. Sorry, I probably shouldn't
say. Mary does not love dick.
She doesn't.
I was saying this today because you know there was that whole kerfuffle over the Masked Singer where they basically thought one of the singers was Natalie Cole, who's actually died 5 years ago.
Oh my
And they
God.
Actually kept
that
it in.
Would be an exclusive.
I know. So I said then this video should be the Masked Seance, where they literally try to get like dead people to compete on you, literally sing from the other side.
You're sick.
That would be absolutely brilliant. There is a YouTube channel actually where a woman interviews dead people, famous dead people, by using a psychic medium. She had Henry VIII on, which is quite funny.
And what did he say?
He just said he really likes, you know, shagging women and eating.
Beheading them.
Not much has changed.
Some real
500 years.
There. Yeah. But she takes it very seriously, and it is brilliant.
Well, yes. Well, I was going to say, we've probably now plugged everyone else's TV shows bar yours. But anyway.
just a whole other podcast.
The brilliant thing is that all of this country is now available right on iPlayer. Is that correct?
No. The first two series is special,
but not not the new series.
Then. Not the new series. And that's coming out weekly.
Week by week. People have to go old-fashioned and watch it week by week.
And don't be stupid and think you can look at the third one before you've looked at the other two, just in case.
No, absolutely.
I must stress that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is great.
Don't be lazy. Do your homework.
Exactly. Well, congrats, guys.
Be lazy. And binge watch this one.
That's true.
I mean,
there's
the way,
no better way.
Storm Dennis, Storm Kira. I mean, it's the perfect thing just to sit and not go anywhere, just binge watch.
Is Storm Dennis still here or is he gone?
I feel like he's never leaving us.
Oh, I see. That's quite nice.
But anyway, do check out This Country, guys, on iPlayer right now. It's brilliant. It really is fantastic. And congratulations, guys. So, bittersweet. But anyway, we're going to hopefully lighten the mood now, a bit more, by talking about some very silly topics. Are you ready to do this?
Yes, absolutely ready.
Let's do it. Okay, first up this week, everyone. Very important one for me. I feel like I'm alone in this one. I'm quite confident in saying this. Is it just me who still reads emails?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, I'm glad we sorted that one out. No, I say this, I'm not talking about, like, you know, those tragic, like, subscriber emails you somehow get yourself on that you're just sent round robin emails from all kinds of people.
God,
you get the bullshit from your life. I don't read those.
No, of course not.
I'm talking about, like, actual, like, emails for work or emails, you know, about important things that have been targeted especially for you. And I think I am alone because I feel like I've now become that person that I spend hours also scripting and writing these emails with all the information that person requires, and then lo and behold, they come back and just ask me all the things that are in the email.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That is the way it yeah. is done. That's the way etiquette. The world now. Yeah.
You just need to accept it. No good can come from reading emails.
No, and do you know what? You can look too much into emails. So you can think a regard sounds a bit, kind regard yeah. sounds a bit passive aggressive.
Especially
or,
when it's from your husband.
Oh my God. Like well, the problem is yeah. we get the same, with work, we get the same emails all the time, but you will never read them.
No.
So
I scan them to see if there's any sort of thing about money.
So instead...
I'll be honest, I can tell that you're the one, Charlie, who reads them yeah. and she's the one who isn't. You yeah. can just tell.
I've got bags under my arm. Knackered. Because whenever she wants, she'll just message me saying, oh, what time's our train? It's like, well, we're email. What, you know, what are we doing this afternoon?
Charlie, what time is... does she make you her Alexa?
Oh my God.
Because I've realised that some of my friends, basically, I've now resorted, some of my friends, like, they just send me messages and they try to chain me into like their travel agent, their PA, yeah. and I've now resorted to going, I am not Alexa. Because when they're going like, what time is the train tomorrow? And I'm going, I'm not Alexa. Because they basically, why are you using Google? Why, use Google, don't use me.
Yeah, it's, oh my God, it's worse. It's just, because we don't live in London, so doing this PR, we've been staying in a hotel. I've literally just been...
Well, so. I always think, like, if it's important enough, somebody will, I mean, for like a meeting or whatever, somebody will be knocking on a door saying, look, your taxi's outside. Why the fuck are you not in it? But that's why I don't know. I'm just not so bothered.
It's lazy.
I am lazy.
Daisy, it's one of those things, though, you see an email and you just see, like, is it like the length of it? If it's too dense a paragraph? Is yeah. it bullet points? Is there anything that would get you to read an email? What are the golden rules? Or is there just no hope?
There is absolutely no hope, especially if there's loads of guff at the start and it's just, if it's talking about money, I just look yeah. for the numbers.
Yeah, you only read the emails from the woman who pays us.
Yeah. That's great. Fair.
Or the ones that say, here's a picture of a real life ghost. Or
yeah, oh yeah, no, definitely.
Just, if Daisy's accountant, if you ever wanted to read, just put that in the subject. Like,
well, yeah, do, yeah. Do it on a Ouija board. Yeah. That's the only way you want to be contacted from now on.
For a ghost box like that.
Yeah.
Oh my
I
God.
Don't know. I'm not big on details anymore. When you get to my age at 75, I feel like you just shouldn't have to.
See, I'm that twat, right? I spend hours, like, I even spell check emails. And then when I send it and I get a response, and it's usually a very quick no. So I've spent hours writing this email yeah. for work. I get a no straight away, and then I realise there was a spelling mistake. And I go, oh, was it the spelling mistake that made them say no?
Oh, no.
I'm really overthinking it, aren't I?
You know, oh, that's crazy.
No, I do try to keep them succinct, but you know.
Oh, no. I always think... The best four-letter word, no, four is isn't it? TLDR, which is too long, didn't read. For everything, just write that. And then that forces them then to abbreviate it.
Stitch her up, Charlie, by giving her false information. And
I could do, couldn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but then, but then...
Then that, you shoot yourself in the foot,
yeah,
then.
Cause that's the thing.
Because people want me, not really you. You're just escorting me to the important meeting.
I'm a glorified PA.
What's really funny, right, is we're going on Lorraine next week.
Oh,
they
Lorraine.
Didn't want him. He said, oh, what? Yeah, when are we going on? And our publicist, Harriet, said, well, no, they don't want you. They want Daisy. Me.
Yeah, so, yeah, good luck getting there on time.
Oh, I didn't think about it.
Read the emails, mate.
It's live television.
Justice.
Oh, I mean, God. Rejected by Lorraine.
Oh, that's I'm so harsh. Gutted. Not.
That's, I'll tell her you said that. Yeah.
Oh, don't.
Lorraine will be beside herself. I don't think that's been a breakdown.
You're sure. mates with Lorraine.
Well, not anymore. Not since she did that to our Charlie.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joe, she's getting a shitty email from Joe after this.
Well, I won't read it.
Yeah. Well, look, guys, you are sat there going, James, you're not alone. I still think the art of the email is an important one to preserve. Do get in touch. We love hearing from you guys. The email address to send us your thoughts. and suggestions for any topics or future guests is isitjustmepodcast@gmail.com. And in fact, we've got a lovely email this week, Joe.
Yeah, let's not read it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is your worst nightmare, Daisy. I'm actually going to read an email out loud. She's like, Jesus, this guy really likes email.
And it is a point of fact that the emails go to James.
They do, yeah, because Joe doesn't read the emails. Anyway, this is a lovely email from Jen. It says, just a quick message to say it was fabulous to have both you and Joe at my recent wedding. We crashed your wedding, Joe.
God, I must have been hammered. I can't remember that at all.
The champagne was flowing. Yeah. Anyway, my wonderful new husband, Rob, and me got married in Somerset on the 5th of November. When I was getting ready, I listened to your Catch You in a Bath episode. Anyway, she just wanted to say, is it just her who hates going to a bathroom and heaven forbid a public toilet only to find there's liquid soap, no liquid soap, and just a bar of slimy soap?
Oh yeah, no, that's not great.
Oh, I don't know. I've started getting into bar soap.
Well, if you're being a bit environmentally friendly, it's all about the bars of soap. I'm with you on this one. I'm embracing the bar of soap now, I'm afraid, Jen.
Yeah. I don't know.
Public toilet? Well,
you shouldn't really be going to anybody else's toilet but your own. Let's just get that out there.
I mean, you know, it's my worst nightmare anyway, going to a public toilet, you know. So, but I'm with you. A slimy bar of soap in a public loo? No, probably not.
No,
absolutely not.
So I hate public toilets. This is what I want to ask people. Is it just me or will you always try and use the disabled toilet? If it's free.
No, I always do because there's room for my handbag.
Yeah.
And at work, it's got the private sink where I can clean my teeth.
Exactly.
And then, have you ever seen that episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm with Larry David where he yes. goes to the disabled toilet yeah. and everyone gets really bent out of shape about it? And that was the first time I thought, is it the rule that you have to be disabled to go to the disabled toilet?
But if there aren't any disabled people around.
Well, that was Larry David's point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I do use them quite quickly. I will say that. I feel like when I'm in a disabled toilet, I feel like, God forbid, is there will be a disabled person that would come along just as I'm using it. But at the same time, disabled people can queue too.
But
you know.
Also, I always think of when I'm walking out in case someone catches me and and someone's waiting who needs it. I always think in the back of my head of a lie or something that... Of just
that's
back,
awful. That's mental. That's offensive.
Just say, "Oh, look, I'm sorry."
It's not offensive. I think that's that's clever. What's top of the list of excuses?
Just
mental illness.
It ranges. Normally that or sort of something like a leg thing or like a muscle injury because it's not as obvious. You can just sort of put on a little limp.
I hate to be graphic, but I always think, so I feel a bit like this sometimes when you have to use the ladies' loo, like for some reason, like sometimes, you know, because sometimes there's when one man's cubicle versus like five women's. So sometimes the men's...
When has that ever happened?
That does happen. It's happened quite a bit. So I would sometimes go, oh, fuck this. I'll just run into one of the ladies' loos. And I always think, will I say if I come out of the loo and there's a woman going, what are you doing? And I just think, well, worst case scenario, just say, I almost got caught short. So, you know, surely no one can argue with like biology.
Or you can say, my name's Linda.
Security. There's a dirty paper in the
latest news.
Yeah.
Anyway, did we actually answer Jen's question? Anyway, I don't know if we did, but Jen, thank you so much for getting in touch. So yes, if you are listening, we do love hearing from you. So you might get a shout out on a future show. So the email address again is isitjustmepodcast@gmail.com.
Is it just me, or is anybody suspicious of dormant / silent WhatsApp group members? WhatsApp group members.
I mean, this is a minefield, isn't it? The whole WhatsApp conversation.
Oh my God. Do you know what? I get a white hot rage when I'm added to a WhatsApp group and it's usually like a 2-year-old's birthday party. And I think, don't you rope me into this? And the amount of guff and notification. So yes, I do lay dormant and I don't read it. I just get annoyed and think, you can't even let me leave this group. Should I exit the group? It's going to be a big thing.
It's such a statement because it comes up, Charlie Cooper, Daisy Cooper has left the group.
I mean, you might as well just say has left the group in a huff, right? That's how dramatic it looks.
And they hate you and they never want to talk to you again.
And they think your baby looks like a monkey.
people who create WhatsApp groups with more than, I would say, 12 members, that's obnoxious.
Oh,
I think.
Horrible.
Well, I am in one that is about 50 strong, but that was a
50.
It was a birthday party, and it's sort of like a challenge to keep it going because we had such fun at the birthday party. that we've tried to keep it going.
Oh no, let it lie where it leave it where it was good. Go out on a high. No,
that's not too bad. It's the ones I don't like is when people use it with a view to RSVPing via WhatsApp. So you know when they literally just add you to a group and it basically it should be, dare I say it, Daisy, an email or a face group invite. But they've now started doing, so they basically create a group of 100 people saying, my birthday party is on this day. And then you have to put up with everyone individually going, yeah, I'll be there. Oh, no, can't get a babysitter.
Oh my
it's
God.
That level.
Wait, you're not even in the school groups yet.
Oh, God.
Have you found Molly's jacket? Oh. And then 50 people go, no, I haven't. It's like, just answer her.
Yes.
Answer her.
Just yeah, no, that's I was part of an NCT, like an antenatal group, WhatsApp group, and it was just all about nipples and sore nipples and nipple discharge. Oh. And it was so vile and upsetting.
And if you say and you're not allowed in NCT world to say that you're upset by that,
no,
then you're just not an Earth Mother.
So. No, you're not an Earth Mother. And you think, no, I've put them straight on the formula because I have better things to do than go on a WhatsApp group and talk about my itchy nipples.
Cabbage. Oh. Cabbage leaves, I believe.
Oh God. Cabbage leaves.
Also, have you ever been in a WhatsApp group and and the silent person, you forgot the silent person was in the group and you swagged them off.
Oh.
I've come this close to doing that. I've actually had the cold sweats where I thought, oh my God, is that person in this group? But I've just, and you do that. Thank God it hasn't happened.
It's gone worse.
Have you actually done it?
I've done it, yeah. But then immediately tried to make it into a joke.
I knew you were in here.
Yeah. And then you can't, because you can't delete the message. Well, you can delete the message now, but then it comes up as deleted message. So, and you never know if someone's already seen it.
Oh, yes.
And I always think that's when somebody has accidentally sent like a dick pic.
Yes, totally.
Oh, do you know what I mean? I always, is that just me? Whenever no, I get one of those notifications, it goes, so-and-so has deleted their message, going, oh, accidentally sent a dick pic. Just me?
Also, you can always tell on WhatsApp groups when somebody's had to use the notebook app on their phone to write a really long post because it just suddenly appears. There's no typing or anything. Yes, yeah. They've taken a really long time.
Yes, right. Yeah.
And there's also, it's also awful when somebody starts a WhatsApp group that then nobody responds to.
Can I tell you something? I don't know how to start a WhatsApp group.
Oh, lucky
so
you.
I'm not guilty of any of this. Is it just me who doesn't know how to do it? Otherwise, I would have done one for my birthday party.
That's amazing. You've never created a WhatsApp group.
I don't know how to do it.
I mean, that's a badge of honour.
That really is.
I'm not sure it is.
I would.
No, that's why I've had to individually get RSVPs for my birthday party.
You've gone old school. Carrier pigeons.
Yeah. Oh, God. Let me look at the groups that I'm in. It's always the titles that are really annoying. So here we go. I've got Girls, This Country Publicity. It's a boring one.
What's that one about?
I've got, this is really funny. I've got 102 messages from a group that's called Personal Trainer Will and Daisy. Will's gone, but I haven't. 102 messages.
That's mental.
How many people in that group?
Just me and my husband. And the personal trainer. Say,
so that man is just literally getting no responses to his messages.
The group.
Like, who's messaging?
I'm done with this pet.
Who else do I have? I've got my bloody birthday. That's got 14 messages. Oh. I just didn't read. Yeah, God, it is.
Yeah, whoever invented WhatsApp, it's a minefield.
It is, and it's stressful because you feel that people can see when you've seen messages, and I find that extremely stressful.
But do you know what? I do actually have tremendous admiration for the people who have the chutzpah to let you read, basically do the two blue ticks and then not respond straight away. I'm obviously that very tightly wound person, and the second I read it, I feel like, oh no, I've got to respond to that person, get really upset. The people that can literally read your message for 3 days and then just come back.
Oh God, yeah, I let it linger unticked.
So do I.
But there's a way of reading it, actually. If you tilt your phone to the side, you can read it without having to open
this
it.
This is vital information.
That is a life hack and a half. That is
you can read it without.
That's amazing. But it's the only way also my teenage daughter will communicate with me is if I WhatsApp her. So,
that's true.
She's blocked me on Instagram. She's blocked me on Snapchat.
So you're all about that WhatsApp. Well, there we go. I mean, I do love it, but I just feel like it's becoming, I hate to go back to my email thing, but and I feel like people are using it instead of email. and they're using it. Like, some people might say to me, "Oh no, I don't read emails. Just WhatsApp me." Yeah. And I'm like, "Really?"
Oh,
because there's a lot of information to put in, and then you've got to cut and paste, Daisy.
Oh, you've got to use your notebook.
You know, no one's got time for that.
Sad.
No.
Well, you've got to type like a novel basically with one finger.
Oh, it's so
that's
annoying.
Pretty hard.
Yeah. I think it's funny is that I'm older than you and you're grumpier.
Do you want to say that a bit louder with the microphone, just so everyone gets?
I'm older.
What, you're older than 75?
I'm considerably younger than 79. Yeah, I am. I think I am getting grumpier.
Yeah, you are.
Oh no, well. Yeah. Anyway, if you agree I'm getting grumpier, do again drop us an email. isitjustmepodcast@gmail.com. Let us know all your thoughts on this show and any future suggestions for nonsense you'd like us to talk about.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
James Williams, Daisy May Cooper, Charlie Cooper. Is it just me who's really quite good at zoning things out? Or it says all compartmentalizing things. I'm just going to go with zoning things out. My husband gets really cross with me on long haul flights where I can sit and stare out the window at the sky and and just not do anything.
Oh my
it's
goodness.
It's almost like meditation for me. And he's like, haven't you got a fucking book? I think he's embarrassed that I look really simple. But I need that time.
Or it looks like you're looking out the window because you're upset in your marriage.
No, okay, that's the heart of the matter, Jace.
I don't know what you mean. No, I'm one
like
of those.
Like a music video.
If we're in a restaurant or something, do you do this? If we're in a restaurant and it's just us, I like really go overboard animated and like pissing myself laughing at everything he says, so just so that everyone knows we're not that couple who've run out of things to say to each other.
Oh, God. I've only been married since September and we've totally run out of things to say to each other. I just like to position myself where I can look at other couples behind him and make snarky comments about other couples and then say, look behind you. Does that couple look like she's... Doesn't she look too good for him or whatever? That's all I ever do.
And you only got married to him so you could talk about the wedding. That's already gone. Weird.
Yeah. Without going too deep on this, I think I'm quite good at this, whereby, you know, when there's really awful things going on in the world, and sometimes I see my sister and she'd be like, oh God, what do you think? What's going to happen now with Brexit? And I'm going, to be honest, I really can't think about that anymore. Like, I've given it so much. And I'm like, do you know what? I've actually decided now I have to literally just compartmentalize it and not think about it. And I am quite good about just burying my head in the sand when it comes to quite serious stuff.
And it depends who you're with as well. We find ourselves having a conversation we think with each other, but it's actually with ourselves because neither of us are listening to the other one.
Yes.
And we're fine with that.
That's useful.
Yeah.
And so we're just talking.
What was the thing about? I was talking about coffee and you were talking about, I can't remember what you were talking about, football or something like that. But the conversation went on for ages with ourselves.
Without acknowledging the other one. It's remarkable, but...
But there was, we went into, talking about zoning out, had quite an intense meeting at the Langham. Do you remember this meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Where the guy who we were meeting was so intense. We were zoning out, but zoning out to the point, it was like a sort of, like a defense mechanism to the point where we both thought we were going to faint. Because then, as we'd zone out, he would then ask us a question to bring us back to think. And we had absolutely
maintaining eye contact, I find really hard. Oh. And you're just like,
I don't know the details of my will that we had made because I had that and I just was just agreeing to anything to get it done because it went on for about 3 hours. I don't know what's in there.
Are you guys quite good at having a kind of poker face for when you're zoning out? Because I'm terrible. That's my problem. So not only do I zone out, I make it yeah, you're not doing a very good job of hiding it right now, Daisy, actually looking at me that way. But you know what I mean? My friends say to me, like, you can just tell when you checked out. But as soon as somebody starts talking about something serious or real, your eyes glass over and you're gone. And
that's terrible.
I wish I could hide it a bit better, but I can't.
Oh, my God. The smile and nod works every single time.
It's in taxis where you have to go, right, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I would pay the driver more for not talking to me. Would you?
Yeah, I would. But I said that on Twitter once and everybody really piled on me for being an outrageous snob.
Oh, really?
I know, but sometimes you just need that
downtime. You just want to chill out. It's not the driver. It's small talk. That's the thing that I cannot. I just can't. That's when I zone out, small talk.
Yeah, discussing the route.
Oh, where did you come? How was your journey? All that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
And you're not interested in it. I'm not interested in telling you about my journey.
No.
So why ask me?
Surely you're at the level of fame now where it's like, no eye contact, please. No. Don't talk to me.
Yeah, people say that to us.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Talk to the hand. Yeah. Well, guys, well, thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thanks.
It's been really lovely to meet you. Thanks for zoning out. Thanks for sticking with us for this long. Good luck with the final season. We will miss you, but you're gone to amazing, great things, no doubt. Joe, lovely to see you. Happy birthday again.
Happy birthday.
Everybody, congratulations on the series. I've said this before, and I'm not. It's just beautiful. It's hilarious, but it's so moving. I think you're in for a treat if you haven't seen it, everybody. So check it out.
Go check it out. Thanks again, guys. And thank you all for listening. We'll see you again next week.
Oh, thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.